This is Echolalia with Princess Digitalis off of their new album, Pentimento. And we're very lucky to be joined by Echolalia, aka Shahana, on the line. Morena.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. It's a beautiful day here in Wellington, so I'm really happy.
Oh, nice.
Brilliant. It's a beautiful day up here in Tamaki as well, so we're all winners this morning.
The vibes are on. We're so excited to be talking to you. Brand new album.
This album is so beautiful. Oh my gosh. I kind of feel like I could simultaneously be like deep in the bush duff somewhere, but then I'm also just like an ethereal fairy listening to like it's kind of got the best of both worlds.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's like kind of the goal, so that's thanks for saying that.
Okay, mean. I want to talk a little bit about your sound because it's a beautiful eclectic mix of sort of like some folky, like ambient sort of dreamy stuff, but then there's some darker like electronica and club sounds in there as well. So how have you come to this sort of sonic melting pot?
I actually don't know. I think it's maybe because I don't really I don't know how to play any instruments. I don't know how to do, before like doing music on GarageBand, I really had no idea about making music. Mm. And so I think like an experimental approach and like just not really know what I'm doing and just trying things out and seeing what sticks, has a huge effect on the like combination of sounds that I get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's yeah. But at the same time, like there is some really cool, like some of the samples and stuff. And is it Angels in Assembly that's got those beautiful like string sounds in there? There's some real like instrumentational sort of elements as well as the electronic stuff, eh?
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't. That stuff is all like. So literally everything that you're hearing is like done in GarageBand. So it's just like, so even like the live, like the harps and like, yeah, the stuff that sounds like live instruments is all just like GarageBand sounds.
Mm. So when did you start playing around on GarageBand? Like what led you to that moment where you were like, oh, I'm going to make some sounds?
Yeah, I think it was like 2019 when I came to Wellington to go to uni. I just had a lot of friends that were like either making music or they were in bands and like playing shows and stuff. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. This is really fun. I wish I could do that, but I don't know how to play any instruments. And then I think just one of my friends was like, oh, you can just make stuff on GarageBand. Mm. And I was like, okay, what is that? Anyway, and then it was like lockdown in 2020 that I actually like sat down and was like, okay, I'm just going to try this out and see what happens. And it kind of just stuck from there.
Mm. That's so cool. And it sort of resulted in this like beautiful sound that has equal space, you know, in your headphones out in nature at the beach, but I feel like would also kind of work in a club or a gig setting as well. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your relationship to like electronica, and had you done like DJing and stuff before making your own music?
No, so I've never, like before making my own stuff, I never did DJing or anything really. I think the most that I did in relation to music was like playing the recorder in like
awesome.
Elementary school.
That's a great origin story.
Yeah.
Is it gonna so, be like, a, yeah, is it gonna be a recorder album next?
I could work on that.
That's really funny.
I would love that. This new album, Pentimento, is your second album, right?
Yeah, second album, yeah.
What feels different about releasing this or the process for this than the first one?
So for this one, I actually did like a rollout for it, like a single rollout, which I didn't really do that for the first album. Like I did one single like a few weeks before the album release, but for this one I did like three singles each month leading up to the album release, which felt really good. Like it I understand why people do that. Because I was like, before I was like, oh, it's not necessary. Like you could just drop the album and like people will listen to it. But it's like, no, you actually need that, that, that grabs people, that grabs everyone's attention, you know?
Yeah.
So that was different. And it, yeah, I'll definitely do that again.
And in terms of a live sitting, I'm interested to hear what the sort of rig is for you when you perform live, because there is so much, there's so many elements going on, and like the beautiful sort of ethereal vocals. Are you doing your vocals live when you perform?
Yeah, I'm doing vocals live. I've got basically the setup is like a sampler, so I've got the SP-404 sampler.
Yeah.
And then there's such a good, I'm so glad I bought that. And then I've got the Roland Gaia synthesizer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing like live synth elements and then live vocals on top of that. And I'm hoping, because right now I've just got the one mic plugged into the sampler with like some reverb on it, but I'm hoping to get a vocal pedal soon so that I can like have two mics and switch back and forth and have like crazy distortion reverb delay on one of them and then more like, you know, legible lyrics on the other one.
Yeah, that's so cool, because that's something that really grabbed my attention with the album, was like the beautiful vocal effects, and it's just so lush. It sounds like it would be a really fun process of like experimentation to find some sort of crazy vocal textures.
I love doing live stuff with the vocals. I think it's really fun, especially with like, because it's like electronic music and having vocals over it. I think a lot of people don't, like they see my setup and they're like, oh, this is just gonna be like she's a DJ. And then I start doing like vocals and they're like, oh wait, this is not, this is like, you know, it's something different.
Yeah, hard. Mm. Oh, so cool. I hope we can see you up in Tamaki again sometime soon. But I'm very excited. I'm going to be at Twisted Frequency and I'm excited to see you there. That's cool. Going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited for that. I think it's going to be a really fun show. I'm like really nervous, but also just so honored that I'm playing. So it'll be good.
Be awesome. And I honestly think that the Cobb Valley and thinking about a festival like Twisted just seems like the natural habitat of music like this.
So true. That's awesome.
I'm so excited. And yes, I hope we can expect to have you up in Tamaki sometime soon, because I'd love to experience the album live.
Yeah, I would love to do. I've only done one Tamaki show, so I would love to come back and maybe I'll organize something next year. That would be cool.
Oh, we'd love to have you here. It's so fun to hear about a music-making process that sounds so, like, joyful and kind of spontaneous.
Yeah, it's definitely very spontaneous. If one word can encapsulate it. Mm. It's just, like, trying everything and seeing what works.
Organic, if you will.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Shahana, for joining us for a corridor. Shall we listen to Dance of Delica to take us out?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, cool. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this track, maybe?
Yeah, so this one, this was one of the tracks that kind of just came together really naturally. It was almost like it was like making itself, which is so cool when that happens. But yeah, it just like no thought involved, it just kind of, you know, arrived, and it was really fun making it. I was cat sitting for my sister, and so I was like alone in her house with her cat, which was great.
What's it was a really cat's good name? Environment. Is it Delica?
No, I wish. Her name, we gave her a really like basic cute name, like human name. Her name's Nina.
Oh, Nina. Oh, that's
she's really
Nina.
Cute baby. I love her. Yeah, shout out Nina. Nina. She had a concussion recently.
Oh, I didn't know.
Her little baby
happen.
Brain. Oh, it's kind of funny. No.
Poor Nina.
It was a thing.
Right, well, Nina's in our thoughts. Yeah. Thank you so much, Shahana. It's been so cool to learn a little bit more about your beautiful album. And we can't wait to hear more from you soon.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Cool. This is such a fun thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course. We're going to listen to Dance of Delica from Echolalia.
Awesome.